At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear a real story of a real haunting that, believe it or not, happened to a real person, a human being. Yeah, well, we got that for you. You can always share yours too, 855-853-4802.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would absolutely love to hear them. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Are you ready to hear a ghost story?
Let's do it.
Let's take a little bit of a listen here. Hi. Let's hear your ghost story.
Hi. It's so fun to call in. Okay. So my name's Dottie. We'll start there. I wanted to share my story. It's all about dreams. This one is kind of, I thought it was really sweet, so I'm going to share it. Quick backstory. When I was 13, I would grab this book that my sister had, and it was all about dreams and dream interpretations. And the last few chapters were actually about lucid dreaming and how to do it, which I thought was really interesting. Like, it's all about how to control your dreams. And I actually started to learn quite a bit about it and have these really amazing experiences. I haven't done it for a really long time. I just kind of stopped. But you can have really vivid dreams and have some very cathartic experiences. It's absolutely cool. I'll do a quick fast forward to when I was 21. Still kind of doing the lucid dream thing, not so much, but I was visiting my parents. And so was my sister, so the whole family under one roof, yay. I had this dream. The dream was I was at my grandparents' house, and my grandparents had this cute little cottage on the lakefront, and about 140 acres of farmland, so it was quite something. So my dream, I was all by myself at my grandparents' house, and I was on this little raft that they had floating in the lake, and I was just letting the waves bring me in, just very, you know, ever so gradually, and they kind of like, you know, but I also started noticing the waves were getting a little bit bigger for a lake, and thought that was kind of interesting. So I let the waves bring me to shore, and I get up, and I just start walking along the shoreline. Like I said, it's a big property, and there's lots of trees, so it was a little bit woodsy by the lake shore there. And to the left of me, I notice as I'm walking, there's a tiny little cemetery. I'm thinking that's kind of weird, but I'm just going to ignore it because it's creeping me out. And all of a sudden, I can just feel this thing following me. And my heart starts pounding and I'm going, oh God, stop following me, stop following me. I don't like it. That's when I kind of notice that the thing following me isn't trying to catch me. It's not chasing me. And I start to pay more attention to the energy, and it's more like it's just trying to get my attention. So I muster up all my courage and I turn around, and it's just this very sweet old lady smiling at me, and whew, I was relieved. And she introduces herself as Helen. She says, hi, my name is Helen. My funeral's today. And she does say this smiling. And she says, if you keep walking, you'll find the church and you can go in. Interesting invitation, but I happily accepted. So I keep walking, and I'm walking, and I kind of approach the field, and in the field is the church. And I walk up, and there's a gentleman standing at the top of the stairs, and he hands me a little program. I don't know if everybody around the world does that, but, you know, you get, you know, the list of prayers and hymns that you're singing and a little blurb about the person. So I take it, and I'm about to walk in, and I just turn to the gentleman, and I ask him, I'm like, did she know, you know, Bruce and Dorothy? Those are the names of my grandparents. We're on their property. You know, I'm like, there must be some association. And the gentleman says, yes, she did. And I just remember kind of looking up at the ceiling of the church, and I just start to tear because when I was 15, my grandmother had passed away, and she was just the sweetest. I miss her so. Anyways, I faded out of the dream, and I remember just waking up, and I felt light and good, but there was just this odd thought of, like, who the heck is Helen? So immediately, I get out of bed at my parents' house, and I just dart for the garage, and I'm grabbing the newspaper. My parents are very diligent with, you know, not keeping all of the newspapers in the house stacked. They're very OCD like that. So I grab the recent newspaper that's in the recycling that had just kind of gone out of date. And sure enough, I flip to the obituaries. Now, it's a small town, about 5,000 people, so we're not looking extensively. And sure enough, there is an obituary. And the funeral had been, I think, the day before. And there it is, a woman named Helen. Her funeral was the day before and all that jazz. And I was just kind of like, I didn't actually expect to see it. You know what I mean? And I don't know why, what possessed me. I just don't know. And I mustered up the courage to kind of tell my mom, like, she might think I'm crazy, but she kind of goes for this kind of stuff. We'll test the waters. And my mom said, well, that's kind of interesting that you had this dream, because there was a woman named Helen who used to work for your grandmother, and she would clean her house and stuff like that. Anyways, by the time my parents got married, Helen no longer worked for her or whatever. And there was just all these stories, though, that Dorothy had about Helen who did her dishes. I don't know why, but and my dad had never met this woman either, not really extensively. So he couldn't really pin, like, he looked at the picture and he said, it might be her, I don't know. So it's still a little bit of a mystery, but it's sort of interesting too. And I don't know. I just thought it was a really cool experience and very sweet. And after that, every so often, I'll have dreams about both of my grandparents. They're both deceased now, but I do have this one. I had this really beautiful dream where I went to their house and I took my shoes off in the mud room, and I go up into the living room, and there was just this tiny little Christmas tree there, which was unusual for them because they always get the biggest one. And my grandparents were sitting in their designated chairs, and I sat down on the couch, and then boom, I had that lucid moment in my dream of, oh my gosh, both my grandparents are deceased. Like, there's... So immediately in the dream, I get up and I give them both a big hug and I tell them how much I miss them. Sorry. And again, so that's just one of the really wonderful benefits of like learning how to lucid dream. And it can be very awesome. And maybe you'll even get a little visit from a loved one, whether it's purely just your brain doing it or it's spiritual. I think it's beautiful regardless. And anyways, I'm going to go get a coffee and wipe my tears of joy.
It's a very interesting story, one that clearly she feels she made a connection with her loved ones.
Absolutely. And it just, I mean, how ironic that she would dream about a woman named Helen and then find it in the newspaper. And then also, yes, her grandparents did have somebody named Helen that worked there. I mean, could it be coincidence? Maybe, but still, I mean,
yeah,
that's three things. And then finally, you know, I gotta say, when somebody cries over like a relative kind of thing, and I just think there's nothing more wonderful than remembering somebody that was really special to you that may no longer be with you, and it brings you tears of joy. That was very nice, by the way. I like that.
I did too. I very much like that. Thank you for sharing. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your experiences with us. If you want to write in, you can do it as well. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. All the bonus material, ad-free. You can binge away on it and the full archive. GhostPodcast.com, Patreon.com/RealGhostStories, or on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Todd and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.